Patient name, first name Elizabeth, Lizbeth. Last name Osorio, spelled Ozorio. Date of birth 10/2/02. Date of service 7/6/23. That's 7/6/23. This is a 20-year-old female. She comes in today with a complaint of her left foot, in particular the great toe, is giving her some issues. She believes she has an ingrowing toenail on the medial side on that left great toe. She complains of pain to it. She did try to cut the nail short and on an angle to relieve some of the discomfort. It did work for a short time, but now she's coming in for evaluation today. Period, new paragraph. No other issues brought forth. She hasn't recently been ill. There's no hospitalizations. She carries on her everyday activities in normal form and fashion. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 119/62, pulse 80, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, oxygenating well at 100%, current weight 157. Allergies to amoxicillin. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, masses, or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed. Period, new paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Extremities, plus 5 muscle strength. There is no lower extremity edema. Period, new paragraph. Examination of the left foot, in particular the left great toe. There is mild erythema and edematous at the medial corner of that left great toe, tender to touch. However, it does not look ominous. I believe that this can be remedied with Epsom salt soaks and some antibiotics and attempt to retract the nail over the skin. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Ingrowing toenail. Patient will be given antibiotics, ceftonir, 300 milligrams BID, 10 days, number 20. She will do daily Epsom salt soaks and attempt to retract the nail over the skin. I've told her before she tries this, she must let her toe soak in water or the Epsom salt soak, and it will make that nail much more pliable and greatly ease any discomfort. Period, new paragraph. She's going to give this a try. If it's not successful, she will return to clinic for follow-up.